Howdy, folks. You hear that crackling in the background? That's the volcano plus a thunderstorm. It's thunderstorm lightning magic on this Saturday evening with crystalline electricity and all the Bungusville, all the Climptic, all the Stimuli and dark storms of those regrettable places beyond the Bombic. Can you hear the thunder? Can you hear the thunder in the distance? Can you hear the rain fall down? Sky is screaming. The sky is screaming, help me, help me. Help me, Dan, as you vape your weed and drink your White Claw black cherry. What a strange, strange time we live in, people. A time of Vombic miracles and Plibulac dreams. A time of thunderosity. I'm hoping you can hear this. I'm hoping you can feel it. Can you hear that pitter-patter of the rain in the background? The sky gods are screaming. Yeah, it's a weird Saturday night. We don't get thunderstorms that often here. I hope that my new recorder picks this up. I mean, I think it will. I'm sure it's picking up my vaping right now, the Volcano Big breathalyzer. The slurping. Yeah, we don't really get the thunder and lightning very often in Seattle. I remember it a lot when I lived in Tennessee. A lot in Tennessee, but yeah, I don't know, man. I now we got these thunderstorms in Seattle, and they're filled with all kinds of gumbus. You can hear the wind and the rain mixed with the gumbus and the barium and the strontium. And the sky god screams. The sky god screams its noisy anger bark. Can you hear the sky god scream? Can you hear the birth pains of a new era? These are the birth pains of an entire new era, transcendental space awareness and cosmic yielding. A time of glumptic folk and various peoples. And you'll say, oh Dan, oh Dan, oh Dan, don't be a jerk about it. Can you hear the rattle of the coming epic? The chains being thrown aside as the kings and queens are thrown into the great gulch of pain. Everybody's so special until they're not. Yeah, it rarely ever gets this thunder lightning shit in Seattle. But now we're getting it. And you could say it's normal. Do you hear the coming era, the epic of change? Can you feel the paradigm shift as it rips through your consciousness and shreds your understanding? It's the worst thunderstorm of the mind. Can you feel that, you fuck? That's the laughing Buddha. And Buddha's laughing at you. Yep, thunder and lightning, folks. Now, when I was in Indiana, Nashville, Tennessee, this was normal fucking shit, but I don't know about here. This doesn't feel normal for Seattle. And it also doesn't portend well, given how dry I think the forests are. I think we're going to have some fires come tomorrow time. Can you hear the coming epic? It's screaming quite loudly, you fuck. I can hear it. Yep. Saturday night, it's almost 8:30. Finishing off my bag of weed. Really vaporized weed in a bag formed from the volcano. I should be the Storrs and Bickel sales rep for Seattle. They should hire me. But I won't go to Denmark. I know what goes on in Denmark. So, fun fact, we just lost our internet here. It's 8:21 in Little Saigon. It may come back, but we just lost it. The thunder and the rain are increasing in their velocity. It looks as if the hammer of God is about to come down on Smunktusville. And truly, we deserve whatever punishment comes to us, but if it comes this night, nay, I say, in moments or seconds forth, shall we not hear the thunder before the blood wave comes? That is the eternal question. I put away the volcano bag, but I feel like I need to get another White Claw. So I'm gonna get up here for a second. I'll let you continue to listen to the sounds of Gimuli as the Scrumbus clouds release their pundus. You can hear it crackling noises. I'm gonna go get another White Claw. Crackling noises of Plimbusville, the ugly nothing of Scrumbus. Can you sense it? Can you hear it? The scrimbly, the crimbly. Yeah, I can. I wonder how Beans is handling this. I fear for Beans. I fear for that French bulldog and the thunder and the lightning. They say a French bulldog can die from its own spit. A French bulldog can drown in a puddle of its own spittle. They say the French bulldog is barely alive and it's barely dead. Thank you. Can you hear in the storm the screams of a French bulldog in Des Moines, Washington, not understanding the anger of the clouds? It looks madly into the night, flashes of light and noise, and it says, "Have a have no name." Can you hear the thunder? Can you hear the rain? Can you see what little profit your material gazing gain? Can you look into the time magic and wonder at your own regret? Do you see you went to the casino? Do you see you made a bet? What did you bet on, Seattle? Did you bet on magic? Did you bet on the fancy, prancy bullshit? Can you look into your heart, Seattle, and see how terrible it is, filled with all kinds of poison? That's right, Seattle. Look into your own diseased heart as I drink this White Claw. Of course, you could say that I'm judging, and that'd be true, which means I'm sinning, and... yeah, because of this brew. Good news, the internet's back. Tell me, Seattle, if you listen to the dark limbus of your own violated soul, can you hear the noise of the coming epic? Can you hear the sound of the cannons in the distance? Can you hear the rumble and the crumble of the scrumbly folk? You mock them, you make fun of them, you build shelter scams and schemes to deny them an existence. Don't you think that the darkest of the dark will hold court with you at the end, Seattle? Don't you think at the end you'll be holding court with roaches and rats and scrimbly folk? Can you hear the rattle of the coming epic? I think the noise is getting further away. Or it may be getting closer. Can you hear the rattle of the coming epic? Can you hear the violation of your own volition, your fallacious folly? Can you hear the ram-tattle-tam-tam of the Gumba squads? Can you hear the pattering of little feet down a wet sidewalk, little feet, grumbly little faces of French bulldogs with blood-drenched eyes? You can see and hear the grumbly folk. But it's the French bulldog, covered in the musk of its own sweat and pain. It's the one that gets you. It's the one that catches you off guard. The grumbly folk, you can avoid them, but the French bulldogs that will pitter-patter down those wet streets, they'll keep chasing you in the night. Can you hear the rattle of the coming epic? I think I'm going to close this out here pretty quick. I hope that the storm came through on the recording. It would be evidence of my folly if the sounds of the clouds and the storm did not come through, because all it would be is a bulk of wumpus, a blimbus, a clump. And as all the glimuli of yesterday get shredded by the time gods, and all the warlord kings and French bulldogs waver in the night, every purple groombus kip will be a charlatan, and every bumbus fool will become a king. Good night, Seattle. Sleep well, knowing the French bulldogs are out, their blood-drenched eyes in the night. And this Halloween, a lot more will be born. And you shall be punished. Good night, Seattle.